This Christmas, get ready for something truly magical as Yule Fest Kilkenny proudly presents the Irish debut of Starlight by Lux Morales, a 360-degree immersive light and sound show bringing you on a powerful journey into the heart of Christmas. For 8 spectacular nights from December 14th to 21st, the show will transform St. Canice's Cathedral into a breathtaking immersive world of sound and light. This is a Christmas event not to be missed. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours now at yulefestkilkenny.ie.
Go Loud.
Welcome back to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode for a little bit more of us and a bit more yapping.
Yappa.
On your Monday.
Of a Monday, yeah.
I love Mondays.
Do you?
I'm going to rank my days of the week.
Go.
I'm not going to be able to remember them, but Tuesday is the worst.
Tuesday is the worst. I think everyone can collectively agree on that one.
Monday. I like Mondays better than Saturdays.
Do you?
Yep.
Well, like, I can see how Mondays you feel like, okay, fresh page, new start, let's get going for the week. Tuesday, then you just kind of die off that and you're like, this is rotten. Yeah. Wednesday, hump day.
I like Wednesdays. Thursdays, give or take.
Yeah.
Love Fridays? It reminds you of like school being off.
Do you?
And the feeling of knowing you had the whole weekend left.
Did you get off early on a Friday?
No, Wednesdays. 9 to 1. Which is nice.
We were Friday. We got off at 1 o'clock on a Friday, so your weekend was long.
That would have been much nicer.
Yeah, isn't that a nice one?
9 to 1. And then Friday love. Saturday. Actually, I do like Saturdays, but I just don't get the same feeling as I get on a nice Monday.
Saturdays just give me chaos vibes. I'd never go near a shopping centre on a Saturday. I'd never go near, like...
I went to a shopping centre this Saturday.
Nope. Couldn't blame me.
But it was actually fine. It was rainy. It would be packed. But we got all my errands done. But where Aaron's done and just
on a
blitzed it, yeah.
What was Sunday?
Everything was just falling into place. Like everything I wanted, there was like one left of.
Oh,
I got the jacket that I wanted for ages in Zara, and everything just was good.
You ticked off to your list.
And I was just getting loads of done. I've dropped off the cameras for my birthday. All the disposal.
Oh
ones.
No way!
So hopefully they come soon back.
Oh.
Sunday, love Sundays.
Love Sundays.
But I also hate after 6 o'clock on a Sunday because then you're like, oh, Monday tomorrow. But even though I like Monday, I still get a fear of the week.
I think that's from school. Maybe that's PTSD from school.
Yeah.
Probably is.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God.
Yeah. I'm afraid of Thursday to Friday of this week. Like,
but now we're adults. Sometimes I forget I haven't been in school in 12 years.
Don't. I get dreams
from
school.
There's whole human beings out there who are 12. And
no,
like,
I know.
Oh, that's scary.
That's sickening.
Isn't it?
It was a good time.
Good times in our lives.
We could reminisce for hours. Peak or week of the week. We have this every week where we get to pick something really good or really bad of our week. And... I think the live shows has to be our peak.
Love.
These live shows we've done, we're actually not done the tour yet though.
I keep thinking
we're done, we're not.
I know.
We've got Limerick left, which is 27th of November, which you don't want to miss. But I think this live show has felt so fresh and new and fun.
Having a new theme and stuff just made it really exciting for us. And the amount of people who haven't been to a live show before that we met, like, do you know when we asked the crowd who's been to one before, who hasn't? So many new faces came. So
about 50-50, I'd say,
That was really exciting. But I feel like Limerick now, because that will be our last show of the tour, I think that's going to be just like the three of them rolled into one.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go out with a bang.
It's going to need big boots. It has big boots to fill.
Of course, it really does.
Limerick, you have to show up and show out.
Yes, please.
My mum actually was like, I missed when you used to do... No, have no video coming out. You know, we have videos the last few times. Like, just with a voice being like, welcome to the stage. And she was like, I liked, like, because we used to not come out straight away. There'd be like a little few seconds.
Okay.
Like build up and then we walk out.
Oh.
Instead, she was like, if there was one thing I'd change, just be that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe something.
Nadia, we'll take it on board.
We'll think about it.
We will indeed.
Is yours the live show as well?
Yeah, it has to be live shows.
Oh, so much fun.
Most definitely.
But I also love coming back to my own routine and own foods. All I wanted was a home-cooked meal. It's where we're on the road but like, living on the road. We've done three shows. But like, there was so much, like, always snacks lying around and like, we were getting takeaways. That's just nice to have your own home food.
Me and Shara eat sushi before every show.
Yeah, it's like a ritual.
It's a ritual now. Yeah. We get sushi while we do the meet and greet. We order our sushi. Mm-hmm. So when we come back from the meet and greet, we will eat that and then...
But I'm even sick of sushi. All I wanted was cornflake chicken tenders.
Really?
That's all I wanted.
Yeah, I had my mum's Sunday dinner yesterday and I wouldn't be one for a Sunday dinner. Like, I usually call that a hospital dinner. you know, really? Like meat, two veg and mash. That, to me, that's a hospital dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, never, I was never ever into them. But my mom said that she was having a big Sunday day yesterday, so we all went over to her house. It was like eight of us there, six of us there, and had a Sunday dinner. It was delicious.
Oh my God, I love a Sunday dinner.
I don't.
It's so wholesome.
I'm not into them.
Have you ever had one in the Old Spot? That's my favourite one.
No. Apparently the morgue is the best one, is it?
Morgue is nice. I still think the Old Spot's nicer.
Where's that?
Bath Avenue. Wellsbridge. Is that Wellsbridge? Yeah. It's near the VB. You can see the VB from there.
There's definitely like diehard Sunday dinner fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
And they like rank them and...
Yeah, true.
Clontarf. What's the one in Clontarf? There's one in Clontarf somewhere that's meant to be good.
Oh.
One near the airport.
I can see, I don't know how you could rank them against her. Like, they each have their own good things.
Really?
I like, they're nice, but I'm like, I couldn't be ranking them.
I'd go for Sunday
dinner.
I could
rank spice bags, all right.
I'd go and get chicken nuggets and chips.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Instead of Sunday dinner?
Yeah, no.
Really?
Wouldn't be for me, no. I think it's because I worked in a pub and I just get flashbacks of, remember, do you know when you parents used to order baby bowls?
Yes. And they're all mashed up.
Yeah. No, that to me is what a Sunday dinner is.
Fair.
A baby bowl.
Just loads of gravy.
Mishy mashy.
Mished in.
Nah.
No.
Not for me.
We have a dilemma this week. So, this is today's dilemma. Our live show dilemmas were off the rails.
Oh my holy moly.
If anyone was there, you know the Jeremy Kyle of it all.
Yeah.
This is today's. I was seeing a guy for a few months and everything was going really well. We'd be on the phone for hours, went for nice meals, weekends away and talked about future plans. It all felt right. One weekend, he arranged to see me. He told me the lads were going on a night out, but he couldn't be bothered and would rather do something with me. So I planned my weekend around him. That morning, I hadn't heard much, so I gave him a call. On the phone, he casually mentioned he'd been at the game with the lads and now they were all talking about going out after it. It felt like he was waiting for me to tell him to go. We live nearly 2 hours apart, so realistically, if he went out, we weren't meeting. I told him, that's okay, do whatever you want. But I also explained my boundaries. I don't like being let down last minute. In my previous relationship, my ex would change plans last minute and I wouldn't hear from him all weekend. That's only the half of it. I never want to be in that position again. I've grown a lot and I know what I deserve. After that, the energy shifted. His texts were slower and when we did meet, he kept making sly digs about me being a drama queen. That night, we spoke about where we stood and I ended things. He didn't want it to end and tried to keep talking, but eventually I asked him to respect my wishes and leave it. Now that some time has passed, part of me regrets not giving it more of a chance. But I also think if everything between us could change just because I explained my boundaries, then was he ever really going to give me what I needed? I've had two bad relationships before where I let boys walk all over me, so I'm trying to stand on my boundaries. But he's still the one person I think about. Did I do the right thing or did I walk away too quickly? You did the right thing.
Do you think, yeah?
100%.
Yeah.
No one that acts like that is your person.
Yeah.
Your person doesn't let you down like that or like doesn't... then make you feel bad for feeling a certain way about it. Like,
fair enough,
if he made a mistake and he was like, oh God, I actually shouldn't have went out. Like, look, I get where you're coming from. But he doesn't even understand if he's calling her a drama queen. That means he doesn't get where she's coming from. And like, you can't force someone to understand where you're coming from. If they're not of that brain, they're not going to be.
Yeah. They'll never change their mind on what they're deciding. Like,
no.
Aw. I hate that she's thinking like two sides of it. Like,
I know, but I think...
Does that just always happen?
It always happens. I think specifically when you walk away from something because it's your choice.
Yeah.
You're the one making yourself sad by breaking up with someone. It's all on you kind of thing. So you have that choice whether to go back to him or not kind of thing. Whereas if he broke up with her, she doesn't really have that choice and that takes it away from it. And then you can move on.
You can't really think, oh, can I go back there? Can I go back?
Yeah. Whereas when you have two options, you're always going to ponder. You're always going to worry, did you make the right decision and this and that. But I think you know yourself that you did make the right decision.
Yeah. Being let down last minute as well, especially the fact they live so far away. Like, you planned your whole weekend around that to get like real giddy and excited for something like that, then to just be like, right, I'm pissing off to the pub with the lads.
That's what I mean. Was it that important?
You do that any day of the week. Come on, like.
I feel like that's what he did was a red flag and how he acted. No, what he did was bad, but then how he acted about it was a red flag.
Mm.
And I feel like we always say this, but red flags you see at the start are ones that
carry through
and like keep going. So you've done what we advise people to do, is just to end things.
Yeah,
most people wouldn't do that, so honestly, well done.
Do you think things would be different if he turned around and was like, listen, actually that was a bit shitty of what I did? Do you think it'd have, or she might have a different mindset about it if he was like, listen, that was awful to do that. I'm very sorry, won't happen again. Like, but it's the fact that he doesn't understand that and just completely says you're a drama queen.
Yeah, he doesn't care. If someone doesn't if he's calling her drama queen, he doesn't understand where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care that she's upset.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. That's like, that seems small in this situation because it's a small thing, but if that keeps going and he doesn't care about her in different ways, like that's...
That can roll into so much more.
So much more. Mm. He sounds like a ass.
Yeah.
We don't like it, that type of ass.
You'll find somebody who won't pick the pub with the lads over you.
Yeah. And then also will understand when you find that annoying.
Yeah. If any, like, relationship should be just understanding. Whatever about... Nobody is ever going to say, oh, you should never argue or never fight or never... Mm. But I think if someone... If you do have an argument, but nobody or someone can't understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
That's more concerning.
Like
then.
His whole, I forgot the part, but his whole energy shifted. Like he started being different after that. Like why should a man be different when you're really understandably upset about something?
Of course.
Because she sounded very calm and cool and collected.
Yeah,
saying
I would
that
have
to
lost
him.
My
I
shit.
I would have lost my shit. And she was just like, do what you want. Like, yeah. Like I obviously would want to see you. But like if someone's going to change over that, God forbid, you say... Here, yeah. You. Fucking, like, here, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, God forbid you ever actually get angry at something because you didn't even get angry.
Yeah.
You stood on business and he didn't like it, and that's not a man, that's a boy.
That's a little boy.
Yeah. Guys, thanks so much for listening to this week's Extra Juice.
That's us.
We have our full episode coming on Wednesday, full video as well on Thursday on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like we said, we still have Limerick to go for the live show. We're just going to. I know it's end November, it seems like a long time away. It's not.
Yeah.
It's going to fly in.
It will. Did we ever mention actually why we're in these studios? Hopefully, please God, we'll have new studios.
Oh God, yeah.
Soon.
Is that soon?
We don't know.
Hopefully.
Soon.
It looks like
soon.
We're on the radio.
Yeah. We're on these little small cameras for now, but.
They're like webcams.
Yeah, we'll be back to hopefully a cool new studio soon.
Oh, just in time for the drilling, guys. Yeah. Love you loads.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.